just how many Australians will pause for the race that claims to stop a nation?
Sardozy grabbed by Knight's Choice and Warp Speed coming at it. Knight's Choice, Warp Speed, they hit the line. It's a photo finish. Knight's Choice, I reckon, has won from Warp Speed in a photo.
That was Knight's Choice winning the Melbourne Cup at Flemington last year. Well, most Victorians are off work today for the 165th Melbourne Cup, an event which the Victorian Racing Club says is enjoying an increase in sponsorship support. But are on-track crowds and broadcast ratings, are they in longer-term decline as community concern around animal welfare and gambling harm grows? Simon Lee is a marketing expert and chief creative officer and partner at the Enigma Agency. How do you see this? It feels like we're, in the past few years, been at a bit of an intersection for the Melbourne Cup. It has a long history and popularity in some quarters, but there have been increasing concerns about animal welfare and some people turning their back on the event. Where do you think it all sits right now?
Well, it is very interesting. If you look at the data, particularly around TV viewership, you're looking at numbers of around 2.7 million in 2012, which then dropped down to just over a million in 2022, which should have suggested that we were in really pretty heavy decline. But then last year we saw a slight uptick to 1.9 million in terms of TV viewership. So I mean, I can see people suggesting that there's a resurgence, but a lot of the data and the sentiment, particularly in the younger generation, suggests that we are seeing a steady decline in interest in the event that once really did stop the nation.
From a marketing perspective, what kind of strategies are often used in situations like this where the public view of an event may be in the middle of change?
Yeah, I think it's a very difficult one. If I was advising brands around association with the Cup, my primary, I'd certainly be cautioning sensitivity, given we're seeing the audience fracturing, whereas perhaps 20, 30 years ago, you really could speak to a broad audience around the Melbourne Cup without too many concerns. In fact, it would have been a good bet, literally from a marketing point of view, to be communicating around it. Now, I think it can be very polarizing, as I say, particularly with the younger audience. So I'd be looking very much at who it is that you're trying to reach. And certainly, if you're after a youth audience, the Melbourne Cup would not be a good bet. But you can still see, I think, the major sponsors that we're seeing this year with Lexus and Mum are targeting a particular demographic. These are probably older people with a certain amount of disposable income. And within that segment, there is still a certain level of interest in the Cup.
It's an interesting demographic or generational gap. On Friday night, lots of younger people and younger families were out marking Halloween. For some Australians, that's not something they want to celebrate or mark at all. And now, as you're saying, with some of the younger Australians, Melbourne Cup Day is not a day that everyone wants to celebrate.
No, that's correct. And I mean, even just anecdotally, within the advertising industry, I've been working in Australian ad agencies since 2003. And at that time, in the early 2000s, it would have been frowned upon for you to not actually join your colleagues at the agency's Melbourne Cup event. Whereas cut to 2025, and actually within most agencies, they're not actually holding official Melbourne Cup events because of how polarising it is.
But we also know in person there's a huge turnout of young people who go to the track for the event.
Well, I mean, yes, again, I mean, the actual attendance at Flemington is up last year, so 92,000 from 74,000 in 2022. So yes, there are still a fair number of people attending. So to suggest that the that the Melbourne Cup is gonna die within the next decade would certainly not be true.
Simon, thanks so much for being my guest this morning.
No worries, my pleasure.